Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Mental Fortitude fam. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom delivered with a side of caffeine and good vibes. Today's topic? Emotional intelligence. Because let's face it, navigating the minefield of human connection can feel like trying to defuse a bomb while riding a roller coaster. Ever felt like you were talking past someone in a conversation, or misconstrued their intentions entirely? Or maybe you found yourself reacting impulsively, saying things you wish you could take back later? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for chosen few. It's a skill set anyone can develop with practice and conscious effort. Think of it like this: your EQ is your ability to understand and manage your own emotions, and recognize and empathize with the emotions of others. It's about being aware of how you feel, why you feel that way, and how those feelings impact your thoughts and actions. And let's be real, in our crazy busy world filled with social media drama and constant demands, EQ is more important than ever before. So, here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game. First things first, self-awareness is king. It's about understanding your own emotional triggers, patterns, and reactions. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and suddenly your blood pressure skyrockets? Or maybe you get a little defensive whenever someone criticizes your work? Identifying these moments, the aha moments when you realize you're reacting emotionally, is crucial. Journaling can be a fantastic tool for this. It helps you track your moods, recognize patterns, and understand what sets you off. Number 2, self-regulation. This is all about managing those emotional responses. Instead of letting anger boil over or sadness consume you, practice techniques to calm yourself down, deep breathing exercises, mindful meditation, or even just taking a few moments to step away from the situation. Remember, you don't have to react immediately. Number 3, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. Even if you disagree with them, make an effort to see things from their point of view. Ask questions, listen actively, and try to genuinely connect on a human level. Next up, communication skills. EQ isn't just about understanding your emotions, it's also about expressing them clearly and effectively. Be honest but kind, use I statements to express your feelings, and avoid blaming or accusing others. Active listening is also key. Really pay attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Last but not least, social skills. This involves building strong relationships, navigating conflict constructively, and collaborating effectively with others. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't a solo sport, it thrives in connection. Let me paint you a quick picture. You're at work, and your colleague just presented an idea that you think is, well, kinda, off track. Your initial reaction? Maybe a little frustration, maybe even some internal eye rolling. But instead of letting those feelings turn into a snarky comment or a dismissive sigh, you take a deep breath, self-regulation in action, and try to understand where your colleague is coming from. You ask questions about their thought process, acknowledge their effort, and offer constructive feedback based on empathy and respect. Boom! You've not only managed your own emotions but also fostered a more positive and productive work environment. See? EQ in action. So, the bottom line is this: emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy concept. It's a superpower that can transform your relationships, boost your career success, and ultimately lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Start small, practice consistently, and remember, you've got this. Now, go out there and make some emotional magic happen. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little EQ boost, leave a review if it resonated with you, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag MentalFortitudeDaily. Until tomorrow, keep your stoic hearts strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.